I'm thinking of a quote by Marcus Aurelius, one of the last of the good Roman emperors, where he says, "If it's not right, don't do it. If it's not true, don't say it." So I want to talk a little bit about my experience with those who come for mental health treatment, counseling, as they're trying to unravel some of the challenges in their life. And I think about this concept of our internal compass and this statement by Marcus Aurelius where he says, "If it's not right, don't do it." I met with a young man yesterday who is troubled, but the question is his troubles because the consequences of his actions? He's gone out and done things that are immoral, participating in activities that he knows are wrong. And yet, so he comes in to talk to me because he's troubled by them. But yet at the same time, so he's seeking resolution. He's seeking peace. He doesn't want to carry this weight. But at the same time, I'm hearing so much rationalization, justification, minimization of the actions that he participated in with another individual. And I just need to reflect to him, kind of, I've reflected in that statement, if it's not right, don't do it. And when you do things that are not right, there are consequences for those things. And you can try to rationalize, justify, and minimize them. But to no avail, the consequences are there. Now, there's a difference between shame and guilt, right? Shame, of course, is it hits right at the core of who you are as a person. I'm a bad, unworthy person. I'm bad at the core. That's not healthy. Guilt is our internal compass that's troubling us deep in our souls when we participate in behaviors that are simply wrong. And we as a culture have gotten so far away from this concept of right or wrong. If it's not right, don't do it. Most of the individuals that I've dealt with through the years, they come seeking peace, inner resolution, without wanting to focus so much on the behavior that caused it. They're asking me, "Can you help me feel better without changing some of my behaviors?" And my response is always, "I cannot do that. There are eternal laws of existence. They just exist. And I'm not gonna, give my opinion on what all of those are. You know them, I know them." And I mean, you can just look, you can just observe. People who are suffering, who are angry, who are vindictive, who are struggling, there's not a sense of peace about them. Ask yourself the question as you examine them, as you examine their philosophies, if you're listening to podcasts, if you're watching YouTube videos and people's opinions, if they're not giving the presence of peace, confidence, assurance, and above all, peace. Ask yourself the question, what is that about? I believe we do all have an internal compass that's able to direct us in things. We know the difference between right and wrong. It's like this, and the challenge with things that are wrong. Like this guy, wonderful, wonderful young man that I love him. He's a great guy. But the challenge with participating in activities that are wrong is that they become it's addictive because they're so pleasurable. And what happens is that limbic part of the brain gains power, and it literally seems like it has the capacity that when you get in a state of being bored, lonely, angry, stressed, tired in the future, it almost shuts down. It hijacks the prefrontal cortex, which is the braking system, which is where our moral compass resides, which is when we're triggered with something, no matter what it is, there's a capacity within us to say, wait a minute, stop. Let's put on the brakes. If I move forward in this particular activity, there are going to be consequences. And the consequences in some instances are dire. Now, yes, there's varying degrees of things. We all know that. I heard a story once of, a stagecoach driver that was driving on a cliff. You know, there's really a difficult pass to get through. And some was saying, you know, boy, you're such a good driver because you can drive so close to the edge without falling off, as if supporting him, saying, man, you're just amazing. And then another stagecoach driver, when he was questioned or comparing to that, he says, oh, I'm completely opposite. I stay as far away from the edge as possible. I would use that as a metaphor, and I would suggest that as a metaphor for our lives. We do know the difference between those things that are right or wrong. There are some very powerful illusions out there of things that will satisfy these deep longing needs inside of ourselves. But if you find that some of your behaviors are creating internal torment, whether you're involved in a particular relationship like this guy, he's acting out. He hooked up with someone online. And this is the thing that's stunning to me. I says, how did you meet this person? I just got online and got on one of these sites and texted her and reached out, and she responded within one day. They're hooking up. One day. Doesn't even know this person, and they're acting out sexually. I'm going, one day? I says, yeah. And then, you know, I says, and by the time he came to me, he had met with her again. And it just escalated. And he went further than he did the first time. I'm hoping that he came in to therapy, to came in to check in quickly when this happened. That I says, boy, I would really encourage you to stop this right now. Let's see if we can put the brakes on right now. Check in with me as often as you need to, but don't keep going down this path. It's not going to satisfy anything. And here's the tell. So he went out and did whatever his limbic system, no boundaries or more, it just goes crazy and he can never get enough, right? And I go, well, did that experience work for you? Did it help you? And he goes, no, it tormented me. Here I am before you, I'm tormented. But yet the tendency and capacity to go back, that's when you know what's wrong. If you're tormented by something, then do whatever you can to seek the help that you need to stop those behaviors. And if you don't know where to get that help, then just, man, if you're struggling with something personal like that, or with pornography, and you're caught in a trap and it's a deep, dark secret and you're ashamed of it, and you're the guilt is so heavy and you're mind is darkened and you don't know how to get out of it and you're afraid you can't tell anyone about it because of you live in a high moral culture, whether it's religion, you know, just send me an email, innergold@gmail.com, innergold@gmail.com. reach out for help. I'll explain to you what's going on and how you can start putting some strategies in place to stop this behavior that's tormenting you. I'm telling you, it's not going to do you any good. I've listened to hundreds of stories throughout my professional career. None of these behaviors are going to satisfy that deep longing inside of you. And the quest of mental health is to be free, is to be in charge of your life. It's to be able to direct your life proactively rather than feeling chained to something, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sexual activity. Those things just don't work, people. They just don't. You can rationalize, justify, minimize. You can use all those powerful defense mechanisms, but at the end of the day, just be really, really quiet and look in the deepest part of your heart and ask yourselves the question, is this right? Is my behavior really right for me? And then no one can choose for you. I mean, you have your freedom of choice, which is your greatest gift. But I'm telling you, you're not free to choose the consequences. And I'm not saying that to be mean or judgmental. It's just the way things are. It's like the sun rises every morning. We don't stop that from happening. And just as the sun rises every morning and sets every night, certain behaviors carry with it consequences. Look in your life, do an inventory, and just change those things. And don't say it's impossible or you've tried in the past. You've never, today's a new day. Even though you might have slipped or fallen 1,000 times in the past, get up today, do something different, and take charge of your life. The power is in you, where you really can free yourself of these things.